Greetings, it's Carl. This is Behavior Up Radio. This is the podcast where we explore how we can align our use of capital with what's important to us and money and meaning. So excited. I just wanted to share this term I heard today, which I loved, was the upside of uncertainty. The upside of uncertainty. We often, whenever we think, I think we're sort of hardwired. In fact, I believe it's almost like an innate human trait to crave certainty, to wish we could know the beginning from the end, right? To know which direction are we going? What are we going to be when we grow up? What should we do at school? Right? Where could I find buffalo? When are the rains going to come? It feels like that's something that we've been willing to pay for somebody to tell us, right? Where's the guru? Where, you know, for a very, very long time. And now the world's full of false gurus, financial pornography networks willing to tell us where things are going to go. And we've got something that we can bet on second to second. All the time, so we can start to put some ground beneath our feet for once, feel like we know where we're going. But it's all a myth and a mirage, this idea that we can find certainty. And so uncertainty, surprise, is reality. You know what I mean? We're living in a complex adaptive environment where we can't know. We can make guesses, we can build models, but we can't know what the future is going to bring. And so confusing the guess and the model with reality gets us in trouble. And so what's the upside of uncertainty? What's the upside of uncertainty, right? There are so many places that we pay for uncertainty and we call it surprise. We pay for uncertainty, we call it plot twist, right? You don't go to the movies because you know exactly what's going to happen. You don't pick up a new 300-page novel because you know the plot. You'd be disappointed if you did. Surprise, drama, plot twist, upside of uncertainty. Here's the other upside. I had this dream once where I had this vault underneath my bed. Oh, sorry, underneath my desk in the dream. And I was like, what's in there? And I finally cracked the code, opened it. And it was all the most important things that had happened to me, like most impactful events of my life. And I realized they were all uncertain. They were all hard. They were all scary. Everything important that had happened to me was uncertain. Everything that important that was happening was like a surprise. I could have never imagined I would marry somebody as awesome as my wife. I would have never dreamed of that, or that we would have any kids, let alone four kids, and they would be like people that I adore and consider my best friends. I would have never imagined writing a book for Penguin or writing a column for the New York Times or any of those things. They were all surprises. They were all uncertain. None of them were part of the plan. Right? So there's a ton, like, the upside of uncertainty is like you could finally live in reality. We could give up on all that grasping for certainty. We could do planning, reality-based planning, right? And, oh, last thing. Every trip I go on in the mountains, especially mountains and the ocean, every adventure I go on, I tell people now, like, hey, we've got a detailed plan, like down to the hour. We know where we're going. We've got maps, everything. And I promise you, the trip will not go according to plan. And I promise you further that when you look back on the trip, and certainly for years and even decades to come, the thing you will remember the most about the trip as the most, like, that trip was so amazing because of this, that thing you will point to will be the stuff that didn't go according to plan. It will be the surprises. It will be the uncertainty that shows up. And dare I say, it'll be when we find out that we were wrong about the model. If that's true, which it is reliably true, there's a ton of upside to uncertainty. Uncertainty is beautiful. Uncertainty is amazing. It's the fabric, the richness, the texture of life. In praise of uncertainty. Cheers, my friends.